Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Tara Bicknell. Today on AK, redefining Alaskan art. When someone says Alaska Native art, the first thing that comes to mind is often traditions like ivory carving, skin sewing, or intricate weaving. But a new group of young Alaska Native artists in Anchorage is working to expand that image to one that embraces modern life as well as honors their heritage. They call their group Diaspora, and they held their first art opening titled One Night Stand last Friday night at the Alaska Experience Theater. APRN's Lori Townsend was there.
In a room filled with a wide variety of paintings, photographs, performance art, and masks, artists and art enthusiasts mill about in excited little groups, nibbling on veggies and sipping wine. Liz Medicine Crow works for the First Alaskans Institute and says she's reclaiming her passion for making art. She led the formal introductions.
I'm Clinkett and Haida. I'm from Cake, Alaska. I work here in Anchorage.
Cloud Medicine Crow, South Dakota.
Chanella Larson-White, Hillside.
Liz reminded them to acknowledge their heritage.
I'm Tuknachadi from Diganahit, Wushkitan Yedi. I'm Raven Coho, my father's eagle shark from the Thunderbird House in Akbe, or Clinkit.
Adi, I'm just Inupiaq.
I am Yupik Inupiaq and Alaskan.
That's Drew Michael, a young carver who is known for his masks that blend traditional and contemporary themes. He is the inspiration behind bringing the group together. We duck into a quiet hallway to talk. He said he wanted to build a community of artists and kicked it off by reaching out on Facebook last December.
Yeah, we've been meeting at different people's homes and kind of organizing and looking at longer-term goals of building more art community outside of just the Native community. We want to invite other artists in that are non-Native.
For this group, Diaspora describes the distance of many young Natives from their homelands because of work, education, or cost of living. Drew Michael says he doesn't want to be pigeonholed as a certain kind of artist. He's expanding into new mediums like glass and metal, and he takes exception when someone discredits his contemporary work as not Native.
And I say right back, like, how can you say that? Like, I am Native, and I live now. I can't be living in the past.
Akachuk Schaefer, a painter and sculptor from Kotzebue, agrees.
If you walked into our show, it wouldn't necessarily say that, oh, this is a Native art show. So we are artists, and we are Native. And so, this is kind of our first venue to kind of introduce ourselves to the public as a group, and then to invite other artists in, non-Native and Native.
But art is forged from more than just personal experience. Especially for Native artists, the struggles of the past influence modern interpretations. In a darkened side theater is another more brooding perspective. A performance art piece by Cloud Medicine Crow blends haunting country tunes, often heard on reservation stations, with tribal images from his childhood projected behind a man painting at an easel. Three young women dressed in slinky gowns continually circle, enticing him to take offerings from the bottles they carry.
The three young ladies that I had represented substance abuse and kind of the dark things that a lot of us struggle with. A lot of people, you know, it's not just one race, but all people have issues with it, a lot of artists.
Cloud says the new group of artists plan to bring in others who don't have the resources to show their work. He said, we want to help. Back in the main exhibit hall, Alice Dufin holds a bright-eyed baby girl who seems happy with the vibrant colors, lights, and music. Dufin is visiting from Amsterdam and was heading to Point Hope. She says the art is amazing, contemporary, Native, but not just Native.
It's of this age. It's what people of this age are, what's in their minds, Native or not. So I really, really like it. It's very strong.
And Anchorage resident Diane Hirschberg says she's impressed by the diversity and the insight into the contemporary Indigenous art scene in Anchorage.
There are pieces here that
are going to be lasting pieces of work, that this is stuff that 20 or 30 years from now people can look back and say, this is where some of the seminal pieces from that generation were first shown.
The show was called One Night Stand, but if you missed it, there will be another showing on Friday, April 6th at the Alaska Humanities Forum offices in Anchorage. For AK, I'm Lori Townsend.